Kennett. This is from the new album on Warner Brothers Records called The Mask and Mirror. Marrakesh Night Market is the track. I'm Chris Doritas. Morning Becomes Eclectic on KCRW. Lorena McKinnitt was in town this past weekend performing at Schoenberg Hall on campus at UCLA last Friday night for what was a sold-out show, and we are happy to have Lorena in the studios with us this morning. It's great to have you back.
It's a pleasure to be here.
How are you doing?
Quite well, thank you.
Oh, you've got a nice echo on your voice. So. There we go, we got it. just a little bit of a reverb there that I'm hearing in the headphones. There's a marked difference on the new release when you compare it to the earlier work, but it seems like a natural sort of progression. The difference that I find is a deeper exploration of other cultures.
Yes, when I set out to create this recording, I guess the day that I began, I began with an image of a night market in my mind, a night market that I felt might have been set in 15th century Spain, or I have no idea where the image came from. It might have been a book, it might have been a film, but it was enough of a catalyst to cause me to research more about Spanish history, and I quickly learned there were these three religious communities who cohabitated to one degree or another for about 700 years. And so a lot of the recording was created in response to what I learned about that slice of Spanish history, including the whole Moorish or Moroccan connection as well as the Celtic one.
I see. So using the 15th century Spanish themes, you incorporated all of the sort of offshoots of that culture.
Yes, I mean, in many respects, I would say the recording became like a musical document of my own path of exploration. I didn't set out to be exhaustive in any kind of way. It was a matter of you reach one door, you open it, and you say, oh my God, look at all these, there's 15 more doors to go through. And as I say, I didn't have any idea what the recording was going to be about when I began, but it quickly became apparent that as discovering the fact that there were these three religious communities, that it seemed in some sense going to be an exploration of some aspects of religion and spirituality, and even having a few questions, you know, who and what is God? Those small questions that haunt us in our life.
I get the impression that not only has the music of 15th century Spain influenced the album, but also 15th century mystic, St. John of the Cross.
Mm. Yes, as with my previous recordings, I've aspired to embody in them other perspectives than just my own. And with this recording, particularly because it was so based out of Spain, I felt to embody a Spanish voice would be appropriate, seeing that the subject matter was loosely around this religion and spirituality, to throw a mystic's work in or the whole dimension of mysticism in it seemed appropriate. As I looked through Spanish literature and poetry, I came across the work of St. John of the Cross. And he was inspired or influenced considerably by another mystic called Teresa of Avila, who came from her family background came from a Judaic background where her family either had to convert to Christianity or leave Spain. So they did, quotation marks, convert, but that gave a whole different slice of angle on Christianity, and he was very much influenced by her.
Now, you mentioned that this is sort of an approach that you'll take with each of your recordings. The first album that you put out, Elemental, incorporated the poetry of Blake and William Butler Yeats. And I understand you're actually going to be performing a song that was featured on that album.
Yes. This piece, The Stolen Child, was a poem that had been suggested to me in 1985 as I was preparing for my first recording. Yeats grew up in the County Sligo on the west coast of Ireland, which is a very rugged and very beautiful part of the country, and he captured a lot of the very special places of that part of the country in the poem. Him also being very influenced by the works of William Blake and Blake's songs of innocence and songs of experience. So I can do a bit of The Stolen Child.
Lorena McKinnitt live on KCRW's Morning Becomes Eclectic.